Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hello, this is Jack from Essex, England again. I called in around this time last year, actually, about the quote-unquote got me gotcha, the spirit that seemingly followed my ex from her childhood. So, new story from my Wiccan years, which was about 5,000 years ago now. I was pretty much the designated technical support for everyone I knew since, age 8. And there was this one time I was at a friend's house, and I would have been 12 or 13 at the time, and I'd been asked to fix his sister's computer in her room. I'd been there about 30 minutes, working my way through the thousands of pieces of malware she'd somehow downloaded, mostly from those, free smiley ads that used to scream at you when you loaded a web page, if you remember those. Everyone else, my friend's mum, my mum, his sister, were all sort of outside at the time. And her room is kind of oddly placed, if you can imagine it. It's kind of at the end of an upstairs corridor, a bit of a weird angle directly next to her door is my friend's bedroom. So when you're in either room, you can't really see what's going on in the corridor because the door itself mostly blocks your view. The spot where our computer was the only place in the room where you really had a decent view of the corridor. So I'm working away, and out of the corner of my eye, I see someone turn from climbing the stairs and start coming down the corridor. And I think nothing of it at the time. I say hey, and I keep focusing on the computer. No response, but I'm still focusing on trying to figure out how to save the dying animal in front of me. And the figure passes by and slips into my friend's bedroom, and I get really uneasy. I look into his room just to see who was there, and there was nobody. Nobody was there. It's a bit weird, but I tried not to think about it. Later on, I bring up the subject to my friend, asking if anyone had come upstairs when I was there, and nope, they'd all been outside at the time. But he knew exactly what I was talking about because they'd all seen it. Like, his family had this, every one of them had seen it. And his family had, like, this above-ground pool in their garden that you could kind of see from the a window in the upstairs corridor. And they told me about this one time that he and his sister were, like, looking out into the garden from upstairs, and they saw what seemed to be, like, a pair of boots just sitting at the bottom of the pool, sort of, like, bubbling, like air was escaping from underneath them. And his sister chimes in and mentions that she thought she'd seen, like, an invisible pair of legs in the pool as well. I mean, granted, she was, like, 8 at the time, so, you know, but she said it was like the water was warping around someone who wasn't there. Like, fast forward a few months, and my friend and I are sort of sitting on his bed watching tele. And through a crack in the doorway, I see the same figure like pass by, or I assume the same figure. It was pitch black. But this time it was much more in view, and I could make it out like it was the shape of a person. Like, it was previously, it just looked like a black blur. And I look at my friend, and he just sort of nods at me with his eyes, like, agape, just like I'm sure mine were. And I kind of creep my way to the door, and I look around the corner, and no one was there except for his sister, just talking on MSN like she'd been the whole time I was in the house. It's not really, like, it's not that old of a house, but it's built on an old farming estate that dates back to, I believe, the 1100s. And, you know, frankly, there's very few places in my hometown that I wouldn't expect to be haunted in some regard. But that was it for, like, 12 years. I eventually lost contact with my friend, as people, you know, want to do when we grow up. But the bit that I think is really interesting, like, my friend's house is on this row of houses, all with gardens that are backed up against a very large field. I think they grow potatoes. And the thing about that field is it's a really convenient shortcut, like, very, very convenient between, like, a few different places in the town. You know, obviously, the farm drew a gun on me and a few other friends when we tried to go across it, like, when we were kids. But, you know, time is saved too good. The time saved is too good to pass it up. So I'm taking the shortcut about 5 years ago, passing by, like, my friend's house. We're in the distance, but not so far away as you couldn't, like, clearly make out people in their gardens. I'm just sort of absentmindedly staring into the garden, wondering how he's doing these days. And I see the same figure, or probably the same figure, this tall, dark figure just standing clear as day right next to the fence. You know, it looked identical to how I remember it looking as a child. Like, looking right back at me. Might have been turned away from me, but, you know, I sort of start creeping my way towards the fence, trying to figure out if I'm just seeing something, and it begins to move back towards the house. And, you know, by this point, I'm pretty much 100% certain that it's not anyone that actually lives there. And eventually that's kind of confirmed because it just sort of passes through the door into the house. Well, maybe it wasn't even the door. It just sort of passed, clipped into the house like it's in a video game. It's like, and yeah, like, I've never seen anything like that since. And I don't think I'm going to tell him that I saw that, or his mum. God forbid I tell his mum. Yeah. Okay. Love the show. Stay safe out there. We are not out of the dark yet. Right.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.